Hey friends, everybody probably knows by now that Cloud Shell is one of my favorite features in Azure. PowerShell in Azure Cloud Shell is now generally available, but unlike the last time we talked about it on the show, it now runs PowerShell Core on Linux. Danny Martins is here to show us what's new today on Azure Friday. Hey folks, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it is another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Danny Martins talking about one of my favorite things, Azure Cloud Shell. Seriously, I love it.
Awesome.
Shell.azure.com, and yep. Now you're making it better. What's going on?
Yeah, so since our public preview of PowerShell and Cloud Shell, we've switched over to PowerShell and Linux. Hmm. And so we're now running PowerShell Core 6.1 within Linux. So I can jump right in here and do PS version table. You can see that I'm running PowerShell Core 6.1. We've also have done a lot of perf improvements. Mm-hmm. And so if you're familiar, Cloud Shell has a bunch of containers running within Azure. Before, we just connect you to a container, turn it on, do all that cold start. Now we have a pool of running containers available. Mm-hmm. And so the startup time is a lot more efficient and a lot quicker. Also, with the switch to PowerShell Core on Linux, we can now flip back and forth between a Bash and PowerShell experience really smoothly. And so I can type in Bash right here, and I'm in Bash from the PowerShell experience within Cloud Shell.
You didn't have to open another shell.
You don't have to open another shell. You can still do the switch through the dropdown, and it's really fast now. So that's what's new. We've also got some additional commandlets available. We've heard some feedback from our users that there's a painful experience remoting into our Azure VMs. Mm. Having to go through, find all the NSG, go through all your NSGs, find your IP
network
addresses,
security groups.
Yep, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so we thought, how can we make this experience more simple? And so I can go through, navigate into a specific resource group that I'm going to be working in today. Mm-hmm. So if I go in into tab completion, go into a specific resource group. Whoops. And I can select my specific resource group.
So is this in your cloud drive?
Yeah, so this is not the cloud drive, this is the Azure drive. And so if you're familiar with ships, so simple hierarchy in PowerShell, we've applied that to your Azure resources.
Okay.
So you can easily navigate through your resources like a file system.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so this is like mounted folders. Like I
yeah,
can,
so
on PowerShell on Windows, I
sure.
can CD into the environment or
exactly.
CD into
so
the registry.
If I do a dir here, this pops open all the subscriptions that I have access to.
What?
I can navigate into a specific subscription.
When did this happen?
This has been PowerShell and Cloud Shell the whole time.
I have been wasting my life.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. And so and like even here, I bubble up all the resources, mm-hmm. web apps, virtual machines, and it's an extensible model. So if we want to add any specific resources that we get feedback from customers on, we can easily do that.
I love that. I can CD into the cloud.
That's right.
Awesome. Okay.
So if I go into my specific resource group, we actually scope all of your commandlets that you run within this resource group.
Hmm.
So if I run a git az vm.
Oh, because whenever I type, you know, az this, or I use a command that I always have to pass in this kind of implied.
Yeah. So you
know, dash dash.
You normally have to do. You normally have to specify a resource group name. You don't have to do that when you're within the Azure drive. When you're within a specific resource.
Okay. Because it's implicit.
It's implicit. Yep. And so if I run this, I get only the VMs that are in this resource group, not all of the VMs I have access to.
That's cool. Now, might Windows people or super Windows fans be a little bit upset or concerned that they're like, wait a second, PowerShell on Linux? I don't want to run Linux. But this is PowerShell. It's the PowerShell that they know already. It's just running in a Linux container.
Yep, this is the same PowerShell experience that users know and love.
Mm-hmm.
It's running in a Linux container. For the purposes of Azure Cloud Shell, you're not managing that specific container, you're managing other resources.
Nice.
And so any of the commandlets that you would use to manage Azure resources are here and available.
Mm-hmm.
And it shouldn't really make an impact on Windows users who are familiar.
And because it's PowerShell, you are piping objects.
Yep, piping's also there. The exact same experience that you know and love with PowerShell is available.
And just as an aside, just because I'm a huge fan and I've been a lover of PowerShell for 12 years,
yeah.
You know, I got PowerShell Core running on my Raspberry Pi.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
Amazing to me that I can run it on a tiny embedded system.
Mm-hmm.
or in the cloud and it's everywhere that I want it to be.
Yep, we have PowerShell IoT. It's all open sourced on GitHub. It's a pretty awesome project.
Fantastic. So you've scoped everything down where I can just say Git AZVM. There's no big long line of dash dash this and dash dash that.
Yep, exactly. So it's all scoped down. We're focused on making the user experience smooth and easy and quick.
Okay.
And so with that, we've heard the feedback that remoting into the VMs is painful. And configuring those VMs. And so what we've done is we've added some additional commandlets. So we've enable AZVM PS remoting. And all you have to do is specify a name. You can specify a resource group name, but since I'm within this resource group, that's not necessary. Mm-hmm. You specify a protocol. And so with this, it's either SSH, or we also have HTTP, classic PowerShell remoting over HTTPS, mm-hmm. Using WinRM, and then this will go and configure that VM to enable remoting. Mm-hmm. And these VMs that I already have here already have remoting enabled, so I'm not going to show that today. It's going through over run command and doing all that configuration, so it might take a little bit.
And I noticed, though, that you have a Linux VM and a Windows VM.
Yes, and so with PowerShell Core, you can do PowerShell remoting classic over WinRM into Windows machines or with SSH into the Linux machines. And if you have OpenSSH on your Windows machine, you can also do remoting over SSH into a Windows machine.
Wow. Feels like in like no time we went from like one choice to like many choices.
Yeah, and we want to make it the most simple and intuitive experience for users. And so we don't want to make users have to relearn or learn a second tool set if they're familiar with one already.
Mm-hmm. And what is can I invoke commands? Can I push commands into a virtual machine?
Yeah, so from here, I can, let's just go into the Linux VM. So okay. I can run an invoke AZVM command.
Okay.
And I can specify the name of the VM I want. So let's just do the Linux one.
It's so funny that it looks like PowerShell, but I keep forgetting you're in a browser.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And if you think about it, it's really awesome. I'm in a browser besides Edge, right? I'm in Chrome, mm-hmm. and I can go and do management of my Azure resources from a Linux container. And mm-hmm. I'm running Windows on this machine, but it doesn't really matter. You could be on a Mac. You could be
or a Chromebook.
Yeah, I was talking to a customer, and they were using it mainly from their iPad, using Safari to manage their Azure resources.
That's awesome.
Which is kind of incredible, right?
That's amazing.
Yeah, so doing an invoke command, you always have to specify your script block. So let's just show it's a Linux VM, uname-a.
Oh, right. Even though you're running PowerShell, all the same Linux commands are available to you.
They all still carry over.
LSB underscore release dash A or uname or whatever.
Yep. And I can specify a key file path. So we're honoring those SSH keys that you've already have set up.
Mm-hmm. And that is in your cloud drive.
Yeah. So the keys are saved and persisted in my cloud in my home directory. Mm-hmm. So anything in your home directory gets persisted across sessions, and that includes your cloud drive. Mm-hmm. The cloud drive surfaces anything saved in it in other ways that the Azure resource or Azure file shares get surfaced. So mm-hmm. if you have the Azure Storage extension for VS Code, for example, you can go through and navigate through your cloud drive mm-hmm. through that extension.
Fantastic. And it is worth pointing out that you're not paying for any of this compute. You're only paying for the cloud drive. So you have a couple of gig drive for your cloud drive. The very, very first time you go to shell.azure.com, they'll say, hey, what storage account do you want? You pay a little bit for that little bit of persisted storage,
that's
and the
right.
rest of this is free.
Yep, so all the compute power that's being run is free for Azure users. You only pay for that small amount of storage that we do.
And it is really pennies, like no joke.
Yeah, it's not much. Where the image that we save is about five gigs, so
yeah.
it's really small.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you can see I've set up this invoke command onto a Linux machine.
Okay.
And so I've specified my script block, we honor SSH keys, and then I've also specified a username so we know who to SSH in as. So what we're doing here is we're going and validating the specific resources. Mm-hmm. And so on our end, we make sure that this resource group actually exists. We go through and we find the specific IP of this VM. And then we will go and use invoke command on that specific machine.
Fantastic.
So you can see here that, yes, we are on a Linux VM. And it works really smoothly. All I have to do is supply a couple of parameters. And you don't have to go through step 1, 2, 3 to find from the IP and then remote to that VM.
And again, you're using the resource group that was picked up implicitly by the location that you're
in. So I didn't specify the resource group because I'm within the Demerte demo resource group already. If I was outside of this, I would specify the resource group.
Oh my goodness. Love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, it's awesome. And we also have the enter AZ VM. So if you don't want to do just more ad hoc, you can go into and enter AZ VM. And again, you specify your name. So let's do the Windows machine.
This is the SSH equivalent? Entering the VM? What are we doing when we enter a VM?
It's the same. It's the same as PowerShell remoting.
Oh, okay.
And so we're using WinRM here to remote into this Linux VM or this Windows VM.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, the Windows VM.
Yep.
Okay.
So we're going to the Windows VM now, and I can specify credentials. I never like to type them on screen, so I already have it set up.
Nice.
And I can do verbose, and.
And those are all optional things?
These are all optional. I'm just doing these to show what we're actually doing on our end,
right?
Just so users can get a better idea of what's really happening.
Right. The thing I noticed, for example, you got the verbose when it was checking things.
Yep. And so here we're doing the same thing. We're just resolving to a DNS name instead of the IP.
Oh, and then the prompt changes, and now you are on, and it's C drive now.
Yeah, and so if I run this.
You're on Windows.
We can see I'm running Windows PowerShell 5.1 on this Windows machine. So even if I'm doing management of a machine that doesn't have PowerShell Core on it, I can still do that management.
Right, I can see the CLR version right there, .NET 4.
Exactly, yep. So it's pretty awesome.
Well, what's great about this is it allows you to use whatever tools make you happy to manage any kind of system, whether it be Linux or Windows. I suppose you could manage other Microsoft resources if you had Exchange or if you had other big systems.
Exactly. So coming soon, we have integration with Exchange. Hmm. And so I actually have a demo of that I can show you today.
Okay.
Let me reconnect. And so this isn't currently available, but it's something we're looking at to get available in the coming weeks.
Okay, cool. You heard it here first.
Yeah. So because of that, there is some initial setup that I have to do. So let me just run some commands. And now we're all good to go. And so if I do a git command here, and so currently in Cloud Shell, we have about 4,900 different commandlets available.
4,900?
Yeah, 4,900. So if you look, already a lot, right? There's a lot of functionality baked in without Exchange, right?
Okay. So a filtered git command is your friend.
Yep. And if I connect to Exchange, I pass in my specific identity. Now this will take a little bit because we're going through and connecting to the Exchange endpoints and validating my credentials.
Is there a relationship between like Exchange and the Exchange systems that many of us have worked for companies that have Exchange on prem and Office 365?
Yeah, so this is connecting to the Exchange Online, so that's built into M365,
right?
And so what we're looking to do here is that management experience for all your M365 resources was kind of similar to the same management experience to your Azure resources pre-Cloud Shell, where you'd have to go and download all these different command lines and then do your authentication. How can we wrap that in and make it more simple?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's setting up that session and presumably setting up the environment to give you all the different things that you want.
Yep, and so it's going and validating and pulling in the same commandlets that I would have access to as just a normal Exchange.
So it's added more then?
Yeah, so it's added more. So we've actually have about 700 additional commandlets just for managing Exchange.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so this is all coming soon. You can do your git mailbox, set mailbox, all that great stuff through Cloud Shell, and we bring in that same auth experience as well.
So you could see a world where an Exchange administrator spends real time in here and they live in this experience.
Exactly.
And rather than click here and right click there, they're managing their large systems with scripts.
Exactly. Yep. And we wanted to provide the most efficient experience for our customers. And so how can we make it more efficient if they're managing both Azure and Exchange? And so we're baking it all into one service available mm-hmm. and just hopefully making it all better.
So what is a thing that we could do to kind of close? What's a can we impose some restriction on someone?
Sure.
Can we fire someone? Shut off their mailbox.
Hopefully I don't have those permissions.
Yeah, but I was going to say.
Yeah, so if I just do a quick Git mailbox, we can see all the mailboxes in this environment.
It's a lot of mail.
Yeah, and just looking through, I can see these conference rooms have a lot of storage
back on. Yeah, I see why a conference room needs 100 gigs.
Exactly. And so I can do just a control R just to show that's still the same PowerShell experience you know.
Right.
I can just do a set mailbox, right? And I'm pulling these conference rooms, and then I'm setting the specific quota of those mailboxes back down to a more reasonable size of 20 gigs.
Okay, so you're getting a PowerShell array of objects that are yep. all of the mailboxes that have the identity, starts with conf, piping the result of that through, and then
exactly
constraining them.
Exactly. So if I run this, it would go and do all go and apply all those constraints, restrict the mailbox size. And now it's done already, so if I do another git mailbox, I can see that these have now been constrained down to
19.
Yep.
Fantastic.
So, yeah, all that management is available through PowerShell and Azure Cloud Shell.
So the Exchange stuff that we saw coming soon, this
yes.
is a great preview.
Yep.
But PowerShell Core is up there, and people can check it out at shell.azure.com.
Shell.azure.com. We're also available in the Azure portal, the Azure mobile app, through Azure Docs and Microsoft Learn. And we also have the Azure account extension available in Visual Studio Code.
Fantastic. Some of my favorite things, PowerShell and Azure coming together. I'm learning all about it today on Azure Friday.